Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's go now to a world-famous beach that remains closed to the public. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves in Rio de Janeiro.
Let's turn back the clock 5 weeks. It's Sunday at noon on Copacabana Beach. Everyone here knows the coronavirus is spreading in Brazil. This is their final day of sun worship before hibernation begins. The beach is a giant arc of golden sand, 2.5 miles long. Many thousands of people are here, stretched out under brightly coloured sunshades. Kids prance in the Atlantic surf. There's beach soccer. And in the cafes, minstrels. This place is so much more than a beach. It's a giant escape valve, a place to get away from the pressures of life in this tough tropical town. It's also a market in constant motion. There are thousands of vendors here, trudging around under a punishing sun, selling everything from grilled cheese and shrimp on sticks to string bikinis. Susana Portela has a stall selling coconuts and caipirinhas, Brazil's powerful cocktail made from sugarcane. The fact that the beach is about to close worries her a lot. I have no other work than this, she says. If I don't work, I don't know what I'll do. I have rent to pay. In the last few days, I've been thinking a lot about Susana and Copacabana and wondering why I go there so rarely. There's one event I try not to miss. Copacabana's New Year's Eve party, when people dress in white, toss flowers in the sea, and jump up and down 7 times in the surf, making wishes for good luck. How distant those celebrations seem now that we're staying inside. Or at least we're supposed to be. Recently, people have started returning to Rio's streets in defiance of the state governor, but egged on by Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, who's against broad social isolation. The other day, during my morning exercise, I cycled to Copacabana because I suspected the beach might be back in business. I was wrong.
This whole beach is now closed. It's empty. I can see 2 cops in the far distance patrolling the sand. But apart from that, pigeons, seagulls, fluttering flags.
Susana Portela's coconut and caipirinha stall has gone. I call her to find out how she's coping. She's very worried, she says. Her stepdaughter's tested positive. Susanna's holed up in a tiny apartment with her husband. Unpaid bills are piling up. And she really misses the beach life. I hope for her sake and many others, this virus is swiftly defeated so that Copacabana reopens soon. I'll go there more often after this, and I'll certainly be back on New Year's Eve, jumping up and down in the surf, making a wish that this never happens again. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.